Time parameters.
9 minutes.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the DS9 Minute, the green shirt minicast that discusses an episode of DS9 in less time than it takes to ignite a pocket of Tormir gas. With me, my fellow DS9 virgin and twinned Mirrodorn, Rob.
Hey, it's hashtag twinning.
And those who want to execute Rob and I's family because of our crime of not watching DS9, we've got John.
Hi, you will stand for your crimes here, and it'll be satisfactory for everybody else.
And Bobby.
I'm all for the trials, like more trials. You know, don't ignore the trials.
Justice.
Well, this week we watched Vortex. So, producer John, throw up that timer.
Here we go. All right. So, for my first note on this, Mirrodorn costumes are pretty bad. They don't look comfortable and they don't look good, but their makeup is really good. I think I was pretty impressed with the face makeup and the boots. Pretty dang cool. Like full stainless steel knee-length boots.
Here's the list of things I learned about the Mirrodorn race. They are a quarrelsome race. They are easily taken down by a soft elbow to the chest. Can't find a ship they can't find a ship if it flies behind another ship. And they remind me a little bit of Squiggy.
From Happy Days. Okay. All right. Well, this is what I learned about the Mirrodorn is their ship is fucking awesome. I dug their ship.
Yeah. Cool.
That's like something out of Wing Commander.
I'll continue with this. Two twin Mirrodorns in a biker diaper with butthole foreheads walk into a bar and can't do number two without their number one.
Hey. That's a deep burn on Mirrodorn.
I was going to say. So the twin Mirrodorn concept is cool, but like, do they both feel drunk if one of them drinks, and do they both feel pain if one of them get hurt, or pleasure if one of them's like, you know, jerking off?
Like E.T. and Elliot?
Yeah, exactly. And... did he lose his bro, his bae, or his fam? I gotta know.
Oh. Whoa.
All of the above.
They're a quarrelsome race. And also other quarrelsome races, Ricarians, shapeshifters, Ferengi, Bajorans, some humans. Is there any race that's not quarrelsome?
The Selenite miners are quarrelsome.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Seems like so many races are quarrelsome in this.
Maybe the Rigelians, because there was a Rigelian freighter, and this is like the fifth Rigel 7-4 whatever reference we've had in a couple months.
Rigel 359.
Whoever these new writers are, they just want to make, Star Trek pilot references.
This was not one of my things, but did they say that you have to be a twin if you're part of the Mirrodorns, or are they just twin Mirrodorns? It's not really...
Some of them are.
They called them twinned Mirrodorn at one point.
So not all twinned. Yeah. Not all Mirrodorn are twinned.
That made me feel like, what are single birth Mirrodorn like? Are they boring, or are they like, fuck yeah, single birth?
Yeah, I think they find their twin. Become twinned.
Yeah. Mm. Bashir, you literally bragged about not trusting medical tricorders, and you're just going to trust this one. You're not even going to try any life-saving measures on this dude.
He did that in the same episode. He bragged about not trusting tricorders. I'm just saying.
But he's really good at the, nod that's like, it's dead. Yep. They're dead.
Yeah.
First impressions of Croden. Forgive me for saying this, but is he charming or heavily autistic? I can't tell.
What I wrote about him was a very 80s sitcom, so which kind of balances those two things, I think.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I definitely recognized him, didn't recognize his name, had to look him up. Cliff DeYoung. Took me a while scrolling through his IMDb, thought maybe it was Suicide Kings I remembered him from. No, it was Flight of the Navigator. He plays the kid's dad. Definitely remembered him from that. Also, 4 episodes of JAG.
All right.
I saw that too. I did look it up. I did a little bit of research. Here's something I don't know if you realize. Cliff DeYoung was considered for the role of Sisko.
Oh, wow.
He gives off, Sisko is a dad. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I could see it. Major Kerr is really giving off Major Guilty until proven guilty here when she's like, he's probably a criminal everywhere.
Yeah. Time to discuss shapeshifter rules. Glass shattered into shards, but somehow not immune to a bonk on the head by a rock.
He has a skull,
so
that
he has a skull and he can get a concussion. And is there anything that's not a shapeshifter? Is there anything in this room not a shapeshifter? The whole room could be made of shapeshifters.
Yeah, my note was just, is this the most question-raising transformation yet? And I think so. Like
into the glass?
Shattered glass. There was...
Also, how much does Odo weigh? Because Rom just picks up the tray like he's just the weight of a glass.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Bird bones.
Those are good questions. I'm going to go back, way back to just like ObJR. Quark speaks French. And I'm kind of impressed. I'm kind of impressed also with Quark's lexicon, just generally overall. But you'd have to be, right, if you're intermixing, like in doing business with all these people. But he does throw up some French. I think Picard would be happy with even the pronunciation.
Yeah, I think so. I was amazing how still Croden was able to hold his hands while displaying the locket doing its shape-shifting for the first time. It's like, oof, not even on trying to make it look like it wasn't a still frame.
Oof. This episode's dildo.
Yeah.
I'll say this about Quark. Maybe don't arm your co-conspirator with a Ferengi phaser. Is Quark bad at crime? Is Quark like as bad at crime as like a former president that we have?
Rob, you're reading my notes. I was going to compare him to Trump too. Yeah, like he gets caught or almost gets caught cheating so much. Like, is he just really good at like just not saying the thing that he can't say that would get him in trouble and just surrounding himself with enough fall guys? I don't know.
Interesting. I thought Quark actually, the complexities in his characters really shine in this episode. Yes. And I know I talk a lot about how like Quark and Odo, their relationship, how it's conflicting and endearing. But I really do think like, when do you ever have a Star Trek series in their season one that spends more time on like the barkeep and the security officer than they do the captain or anybody else? Like, there's a reason why their arc is important. And I just thought this episode kind of, I love it.
Yeah. So with Croden telling the story about his wives getting killed, I'm like, man, this sounds really familiar. I was like, oh yeah. So he's like the Kaiser Soze of their planet. Cause it's exactly the same kind of story that, he tells the detective about Kaiser Soze during the interview.
Something about Odo clicked for me. This something about his sunken eyes and sunken in mouth. He gave me major vibes of of Carl Havoc.
Oh my God,
Jesus!
Did I share that? Yeah,
I forgot about that guy.
There's just too much
it's
shit.
So
on
hot.
I've got too much shit on me. Is what he said.
What is he from? I know.
I think
that
you should
image.
Leave. It's from I think you should leave. A sketch show.
It's when he dresses up as a grandpa or something, and he's trying to do a prank.
He's trying to pull pranks, but he hates being in the makeup.
I was like, we kind of were discussing it beforehand, but this episode's kind of boring. Not a lot happens. I don't love it, but there are such great little moments throughout it. Like one of the great Quark moments was, you know, we've talked a lot about like when Quark has kind of crossed the line. And I was like, this episode, I was like, he's kind of crossing the line. He's getting his buddy Odo killed. But that scene with him and Rom was so good where you see the guilt in Quark. Like I thought that was handled really well.
Yeah.
Just curious, do you think that when Odo was asked, will you be my little girl's caretaker? That he was like, I'm going to break all of my moral code and be like, I'll just say you died, take your kid with you. Like, he does not want to be a parent that bad.
I was really hoping to see the surviving Mirrodorin, like just getting more and more fucked up through the episode, like losing limbs and skin peeling off, just rotting away because he lost his twin.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Necrosis.
I'll piggyback on that and on John and say, does the Mirrodorin deserve his fate in this? And does Croden deserve to get away with murder? He murdered the twin and just like, oops, got free.
The twin did shoot first. I will say that. It was. The twin did fire first.
During a robbery. Like, if you get shot while you're robbing somebody by gunpoint, then legally you're fucked.
The episode made it very clear to set up the Mirrodorns as raiders, so we didn't feel too bad. But yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, here's my theory, though, is that I think Yareth, which is the dude's daughter, so he said, you know, they came in and they were killing his family because of some crime he did, but he didn't even know what crime. That's because he was the next one to get killed because it was Yareth, his daughter, who was like a fucking Yakuzan crime lord down there on that planet, was actually secretly committing all the crimes and got the whole family killed. So he's fine.
That's probably
I'm gonna throw two into the last one. Sorry, for whoever's coming next. I can tell you that Armin Shimmerman actually had issues with this because Quark, that means he's kind of like, he's responsible for murder too, and he thought that was like too much for Quark's character. Yeah. That's not what I really want to say. What I really wanted to say was, love the nod to McCoy. I'm a security chief, not a combat pilot.
I've been hanging up on this is Rom's first real Rom episode. Like this is the actual Rom we see from now on.
Yeah, do the Rom shuffle.
Episode themes of the episode. Odo can change his body into anything, yet he can fit in anything, but he ironically can't fit in anywhere. He can shape shift into a working beating heart, but can he ever learn to love?
Our first real Gamma Quadrant field trip, and Odious Motives is my new band name.
Oh, time up.
Nice.
I know we're out of the 9 minutes, but this is the first time you'll see Odo smile, and I just have to say that.
Let's play a quick game of, is this a shapeshifter? Is this a shapeshifter? Is this a shapeshifter? Is this a shapeshifter?
It's a different shape already.
How the fuck's he getting knocked out by a rock?
He should shapeshift around it.
Well, and it's funny because later on when you learn more about changelings, there's some continuity.
There's some continuity issues, yeah.
It was really fun kind of getting some more of his backstory. I was surprised how interested I was in it.
I thought you were all going to have bigger problems with the morality of this episode. And
not at all.
This murderer.
If it weren't such a boring episode, I might.
Because I think you've had problems with that in the past with like, oh, this guy who's just getting vengeance for his murdered brother. I don't know how many people are on his ship. You guys always talk about how many people are on their ship. Like, oh, yeah. a whole ship full of innocent people just died because this guy was trying to kill the guy that killed his brother.
They were raiders who were stealing priceless artifacts.
He's high and mighty for having committed murder and stolen an egg. Like,
yeah.
What about the 1,000 innocent people on his ship?
We saw his crew. There's like three really sketchy looking guys.
I mean, I get what you're saying, Rob. I really do. But I think the reason I have no empathy for that species is because they're wearing biker diapers and they have buttholes on their forehead. So it's hard for me to empathize with that.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah. I mean, as it usually goes, I get what you're saying, Rob. I just don't care.
I'm usually the one that doesn't care. These criminals died. Big deal. But
I think I flipped from our TNG stuff to this. Like, my whole morality code just fucking goes out the window. Because
this is the Wild West. This is absolutely, right. Yeah.
Well, speaking of TNG, next week we'll be watching Suspicions. Then more DS9 after that. And then, I think once we reach the end of season 6 of TNG, we've got about 6 or 7 DS9s. And so that's going to be our break, is we'll just be dropping a DS9 minute a week during that TNG break between seasons.
Yeah. So once we get to the end of that season, we'll pretty much be wishing everybody a happy new year. And I think we're right about there.
Season 7 of TNG, season 2 of DS9.
Yeah.
The end is nigh. I mean, it's still going to be a year and a half, but I mean, it's still like I got to prepare.
Yeah. We got movies and Picard.
That's true.
All right, everybody. Thank you. Keep your vortexes tightly closed.
Yeah.
Close those vortex.
Clean your forehead, assholes, once in a while.
Yeah. You know? Just don't dissemble too much.